Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh boy, changing of the guard for your Cleveland Browns. What is going on? Paul DePodesta going back to baseball. What's he going to do without Mulder, Hudson, and Zito? I don't know.
Incredible thought partner.
That's right. Incredible thought partner. We'll talk about him today on Baskin and Phelps, your favorite show, from 10.05 to 2 each and every day. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
10.05. I thought we started at 10.
No, we started at 10.05. Stern is back. We're good. Jeff, who do we have coming up on the show today? Big show.
You tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. Josh Booty's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Former Browns quarterback, played for the Marlins. A little bit of outfield action right there. Brian Anderson, super friend of the show. Talk a little bit of about everything. He is a quadruple extravaganza when we get him. I don't know what that
good
means.
Lord.
Tim May is going to join us today from the Tim May podcast. They'll talk Ohio State as the Buckeyes get set for their big game tomorrow. And all kinds of good stuff going on in between. But again, the big storyline, my friend, yesterday, as soon as we got off the air, the news broke that Paul DePodesta, no longer the chief strategy officer for your Cleveland Browns. What are you going to do? If you don't have a strategy, do you have anything?
Have they had a strategy since he's been
here? No, I don't think the strategy's been that good. So.
Obviously a really smart guy. Obviously really knows sports from the analytics standpoint. Obviously.
Does he?
Sure. He made a ton of money doing it for several teams in several sports.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean you were good at it. Look at his record while he was here. I mean, if you want to look at the football record.
I didn't
record.
Just say here. I said numerous teams in numerous sports. Bottom line is the team hasn't been successful since he's been here. And to agree with what Anthony Lima said, we heard the little promo before our show. If somebody could tell me what the team's going to be missing without Paul working here, great. I'm all ears. I think the only people who probably really know that are the Haslams and Andrew Berry and maybe Kevin.
I
God knows we don't know.
Well, I mean,
chief strategy officer. What's that mean, Andy?
Big picture. Look at what they're doing. We all know that he was well known for analytics, so he was brought in to put that implement into the. I mean, the fact that we're sitting here trying to figure out what he did.
It
just tells you that it probably wasn't successful, and it wasn't when you look at his numbers when he was here. But, I mean, look, good luck to him.
Sure,
I'm excited
absolutely.
For him to move on to the Rockies. And, I mean, he's got his work cut out for him. It feels very similar to probably his early days with the Indians when he came on board with them. But, what I heard last week from somebody who I trust, that the Browns had taken a deeper look at their analytics and did analytics on the analytics and kind of said, what are we doing
Wait
here?
A minute. If they were doing analytics on the guy who did the analytics.
Not
then,
on the guy, on the analytics
Well, then
itself.
Who did it?
Did he do the
analytics on his own work and analyze that it wasn't working and thought maybe this is a good time to go to baseball?
I don't think that's the way it was described to me. It was just more of a, hey, let's take a step back and look at what our analytics is doing and where this is getting us.
By the way, Moneyball.
There's nothing against analytics. Go ahead with Moneyball. Yeah.
The Moneyball movie did him no justice. I mean, Jonah Hill's a great actor, but
that's why he didn't approve it.
Body types,
No,
Paul,
that's
Paul I don't played college football.
Well, and Jonah Hill was an amalgamation of a few guys.
Yeah, I know. Well,
yeah, I mean,
so you say, except for one thing.
Most guys can walk into an office at any point.
Yeah, except for one thing.
Yeah.
that role was filled by Paul DePodesta, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, but he also didn't give them the right
permission to use his name.
Yeah, nothing right there. I wonder what he would have made in NIL off that movie.
Jeff Thomas sent me a text. DePodesta was an idea guy. And so was Michael Keaton in Night Shift.
Well, he did get...
I'm an idea man, Chuck.
I mean, Diane Chambers did show up, didn't she? Or Shelley Long? One and the same?
But not for Michael Keaton.
Did it really matter? I mean, the analytics of getting her in the movie at that point was probably worth it.
Maybe.
Did it matter?
Feed the mayonnaise straight to the tuna.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
If you look, did Paul DePodesta have a big influence in the drafting done by Andrew Berry? If so, okay, well, that didn't work.
Well, he was sitting at the head table. He was at the dais during the draft, so we know that, right? Right? He was sitting at the dais.
If he had a major influence, that didn't help. If he was the driving force behind the Deshaun Watson trade, that didn't work. If he was the chief strategy officer and he said, don't do the Deshaun Watson trade, well, they didn't listen to him, and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a long track record of not continuous success. How's that? Because you did make the playoffs a couple of times here in the last few years. Great. Do you have to replace him? No.
That was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, who are they going to get? Wait, what, do they need someone to
replace
him?
Do they need someone? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if they choose to replace him, you know, if this is the beginning of a restructuring of the organization, then that's another thought, and we'll be talking about that for a long time.
Here's the one, and I don't know if it's good or bad, the one lasting trait that I will remember Paul DePodesta for in his journey with the Browns, and which most of you will forget about in about a week, 2 weeks, and go, oh yeah, didn't they have that baseball guy who had something to do with the A's, Moneyball thing? Didn't they have him for a while? What happened with that? And you wonder if he's still here or not there. So I think the one thing he taught, and Jeff, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, he taught the Haslams patience. I think that was the one thing that he gave the Browns.
Took him a while to do that.
Because early on in their tenure of owning the team, the Haslams seemed to have a quick trigger and were going through coaches and didn't seem happy. And then, but I also think the Haslams found themselves in the crossfire early on between, Joe Banner was here. You know, was he gifted to the Browns from the NFL by, you know, for his good work with the rookie salary cap and all that stuff? I mean, you hear stuff and he gets credit for that rookie salary cap. So maybe that was a attaboy there. And then Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner. And, you know, I can understand where the Haslams were coming from when they were looking for some solid footing to try to run an organization. And DePodesta made sense. I really have no problem with them.
And he's a really smart guy. You know,
we just don't know what, football-wise,
we don't know what
you
he did.
Will walk away with, and we don't know, we don't think that he ever called a play.
If you knew what he did, then you were working for the Cleveland Browns in a high-up role.
Oh, no, I think that people understand that DePodesta was that he was a part of the Haslam Sports Group.
Yeah, okay.
And that there were things there.
What did you do? Okay,
so if you're a part of the Haslam Sports Group, you have some sort of influence on the Browns, on the Columbus Crew, on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, wait a minute. That wasn't in his job title.
He was a part of the Haslam Sports Group.
Chief Strategy Officer for the Browns.
But also a part of the Haslam Sports Group. Both. He was there, and I think maybe he
should have paid more attention to the Browns because that hasn't worked.
I'm not saying again. How do you know? What if he wasn't there trying to rename?
Exactly the point.
But what I'm saying
is, the whole thing is so vague that I don't know that we can even think. Well, is it good or bad?
I think it's fair to think that some of that role, and if you're trying to find an equivalent, would be Mark Shapiro. Like Mark was a baseball operations guy who had the ability here, and especially because the Dolans gave him the opportunity, to expand his horizon, to become more of a baseball president, to deal with things like
concession stands.
Well, concessions and suites, but just also business partners
and
business opportunities. Because there is more to it than just the baseball side of that for Mark.
And we've seen Mark for the good hot dogs at the ballpark?
So when you talk about Paul DePodesta, I think that obviously, he had influence on the playing ability of this. He had influence on the structure of the football operation side, but I think DePodesta was more to the Haslams than just that, and that's okay.
I would
it's fine.
So,
I know he was. This isn't an assumption. I'm not making it up.
If you've known for 10 years why haven't you shared it,
Jeff? I have shared it numerous times. Maybe if perhaps you found some Q-tips and opened up your ears a little bit, you would have heard us say time and time again.
I'm Andy Baskin. I'm in the know.
Jeff, you're not. I mean, that's how the show starts every day, doesn't it? That's how we got the gig in the first place. We kind of knew some people along the way.
I'm Andy. I'm in the know.
I guess Jeff's not in the know
the whole time.
Can we please change the open then?
I've known what Paul DePodesta did.
I'm not saying I know exactly what he did. Yeah, no, it is. It was in the open today.
I just
heard.
Didn't tell anybody.
Incredible thought partner.
There it is. He's a thought partner.
Oh, man. Does anyone have any preparation age? Because that's how I feel right now with my partner. Paul DePodesta is out. It does.
Paul Blaine's 10-20.
Paul DePodesta is out. What does that mean? Does that give you hope, Browns fans, that they may go into a different direction? I also think this was the cleanest exit for him.
Sure was.
To be able to go to a baseball team. It's not like he got fired. He got to choose his destiny. I don't think he was going to get fired anyway. But
he's got to move to Denver, doesn't he?
Denver's a nice town, dude.
Yeah, well, I know. I like Denver. But, I mean, you going to run a baseball team from California in the back bedroom?
Yeah, why not? What's the difference?
I would think he's got to be there.
Why do you think? He didn't have to be here. Why would he have to be there?
Because this is like the president of baseball ops. This is like, hey, this is what you do.
Jeff.
As opposed to
you do
chief
realize,
strategy officer.
You do realize we had a pandemic along the way that changed everything. Like, you don't have to be in the office. You know who has to be in the office? The three idiots sitting right here. We have to be in the office because we used to do this show in our boxer shorts sitting in the basement. And guess what? Paul can run a baseball team in his boxer shorts sitting in his basement.
Well, I hope it goes better than running a football team from his boxer shorts in his basement.
It's got to be better than 57-111-1.
I miss Meredith and me watching all those cartoons.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Why do you think it happened? Is it a good thing? Paul DePodesta, no longer a part of the circle of trust, or as he likes to say, or Andrew Berry used to like to say, that they were...
Paul's an incredible thought partner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.